Let's talk about scientific polls. All right, let's talk about the scientific polls. Now, I kind of laugh at a whole bunch of aspects. I laugh at the left for constantly. I was kind of distracted because I was looking at my emails are pulled up and somebody emailed me a link to Amy Schumer. And I'm like, wow, she's just, what a hog Amy Schumer is, man. Just what a beast she is. Just a big old hog. Just a big hog. All right. Let me get back to polls. So, it's funny to watch the left be distraught, I guess you could call it. I was watching Anderson Cooper and Lemon today. Being distraught because Trump and other people on the right say how the polls are rigged, how the polls are phony, how the polls are fugazis. And watching Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon have this expression of disbelief, like, how can they say the and then people on the right, my people on the right, who when WikiLeaks drop emails between Podesta and other individuals outlining how you rig the polls, where you do oversampling and so forth and so on, to watch those on the right be, aha, aha, we kind of like when the emails exposed different reporters having lunch with Podesta or dinner or whatever the hell they were doing. And they were going, aha, this is all this, we've known all of this. We've known all of this. We've known all of this for years. For years, we've known all of this. We've known all of this for years. And I guess it takes a WikiLeaks dump for everybody to believe it? I mean, just look at the sampling on the polls. Just look when you see Democrats were sampled more than Republicans. Just look at the polls itself. So both sides, how they laugh at the polls. The left laughs because people on the right say the polls are rigged. And the right is outraged because there's information that are showing that the polls are fugazis. And at the end of the day, if you take the left and you take the right, and you just throw it out the window, and just look at what you see with your eyes and go. ABC News, Washington Post, they put out a poll over the weekend, Saturday, I think it was, that has Trump down 12 points. And you go, oh my God. And then CNN puts out a poll today that has Trump down 5 points. Just That alone, just that alone, tells you that the polls are fugazis, that the polls are set up to create narratives. The polls are set up to depress voters. And then if you throw in Bloomberg, they're at 9. Throw in Real Clear Politics polling, and they're at 5. Throw in Investor Business Daily, which has a tie. Now you got 4 polls, and they're all drastically different. And yet, Anderson Cooper, with his smug, with my liberal death prayer that to Jesus above, laughs. to say the polls are rigged. What is the compared to these online polls that Trump talks about that we know are not scientifically proven? Anderson has the amyl nitrate made your brain mush? How can you talk about anything being scientifically proven if your poll is at +5 for Hillary and ABC's poll is +12? That's not 1 or 2 points. I mean, that's drastically different. That is drastic. 5 and 12 is drastically different. And you have the audacity to have your little amyl nitrate smug face? How can he talk about fixed polls? Bro, 5 and 12 is drastically different. Like, drastically different. The narrative all weekend was 12 points. ABC, Washington Post, 12 points. And don't forget, ABC, George Stephanopoulos, former employee of the Clinton administration, and the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos' blog. They came out right out of the gate. We are going to do everything in our power to destroy and just kill Donald Trump. They have a 12 deficit. That's the narrative Saturday. And then CNN is 5. And Cooper and Lemon and Blitzer actually talk about scientific. We've talked about this before. When I hear the word scientific, I think of curing polio, AIDS. Tuberculosis. To me, that's scientific. Making an airplane fly. To me, that's scientific. Okay? To me, that's some scientists. Even making an airplane fly. Yeah, you know, there's some scientists somewhere in there. That's what I think of scientists. Not some super PAC employed by Hillary Clinton going, okay, we'll take a sample here and we'll take a sample there and we'll call this person and we'll, I mean, just the fact that they use people with landlines. Who the F has a landline? Have you ever looked at some of the data? Well, this poll was conducted over the past 3 days involving 975 people, 410 of them that had a landline, 250 of them who had cell phone. Listen, any poll that's conducted with anybody that has a landline, to me, doesn't count. A landline? You know who has a landline? You know who has a landline? My 79-year-old dad. That's who's got a landline. And when I call and he answers the phone, I hear this whistle because his hearing aid interferes with the... And he's, oh, hold on, hold on. And then he has to turn his hearing aid down so that a landline. A landline. And this is the scientific poll. This is the scientific polls that Mr. Amyl Nitrate, Anderson Cooper laughs at when Donald Trump or anybody, any of us say, I don't know if I believe the polls. I'm not saying that Trump is up by 12, but I don't know about this down 12 points. I don't know about this down 5 points. I think this is a narrative. When they pull out a 12-point poll, and then every single channel that has any form of news says, Hillary Clinton has this in the bag. It's over. She is now focused on trying to get senators and congressmen elected. She's now focused on the transition to... Just more propaganda. Just more propaganda. I mean, all polls in general are nothing more than propaganda. When you see a poll, 59% of the American people have no problem with a guy dressed as a girl going into women's bathrooms. It's propaganda. It's not real. It's not real. It's a way for the media, which is controlled by the Democrats, to influence people because you have swaths, and I mean swaths, of people who don't want to feel like an outcast. You have millions of people who go, oh, well, the poll says that 95% of the American people don't like Dr. Pepper. God, I love Dr. Pepper. Jeez. You know what? I don't like Dr. Pepper. All these polls are listen, again. Scientific? When somebody says we sampled 952 people, half with the landline, half with I mean, that's why there's no national. That's why you only have certain things that get voted on. That's why certain things that do get voted on have to meet a certain criteria. You have to have a certain amount of signatures. It has to jump through hoops. You realize how drastic this country would look if you actually had national voting for different things? I mean, look at California years ago. The bastion of liberalism. We had a gay marriage amendment that got voted down. People were stunned. People were shocked. People went, how the hell could California vote against gay marriage? How does this happen? And of course, then you heard the word rigged. Oh, that seems rigged. The way it appeared on the ballot, the way the money was spent, the way... Remember, liberals have no problem throwing around the word rigged. Liberals have no problem with the word rigged. Al Gore, the election was rigged. John Kerry, the election was rigged. Anytime anybody loses a seat in Congress, it's because it's rigged. It's what do they call it? Gerrymandering? That's another word for rigged. It's rigged. Democrats are constantly talking about that. John Oliver, the liberals' British hero. He's done entire episode, little segments about how Republicans have rigged the way the lines are drawn up. They rigged the system. Bill Maher rigged. It's rigged. Liberals love using the word rigged. That's the only reason Republicans control the House, because it's rigged. It's rigged. It's rigged. California voted against gay marriage. Rigged. It was rigged. So if they actually had voting on these issues, the country would look drastically different. Country would look drastically different. But they don't. And that's the only true way. That's the only true way to find out what the American people want. You don't get it from some BS poll that CNN does or Yahoo does or Cosmopolitan does or BuzzFeed does. 85% of the American people are completely fine with men dressed up like women running around tickling guys on the asses with feathers. Look, our poll says it. Oh, okay. Our bad. So just the fact that every one of these polls are drastically different. If these polls are scientific, okay? If these polls are scientific, real simple. If these polls are scientific, they all should not be drastically different. And if you push a liberal on this, the response is, there's not one poll that you could find that has Donald Trump ahead. Okay, end of story. Whoa. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying that you can't create a narrative of, hey, everybody, Trump's down by 12. The election's over. Get Hillary's crown and cape out. You can't do that. That's what the media wants. You can't do that. I mean, every single news program I watched today, all the people said was it's over. It's done. That's it. It's over. It's finished. Even though Even though, if you go by whatever BS polls they have, in the states where it matters, every one of these polls either have Trump and Hillary deadlocked, or Hillary's up by one or two, which, again, makes the narrative of a 12-point lead a fugazi, because if Hillary Clinton is up by 12 points, according to the Washington Post, but yet Ohio is basically a dead heat. North Carolina is basically a dead heat. Iowa has Trump up. Nevada, Florida, all of these states have Hillary and Trump either neck and neck or 1 or 2 points separate them. But yet, the ABC News poll has a 12-point spread. Well, how is that poll sampled? Did you have people sampled from California? Did you have people sampled from New York? Did you have people sampled from New Jersey? I mean, if you were sampling people from those states, it's kind of a plus D, don't you think? So just the concept of scientific polls is a laughable statement. Because if something is scientific, you don't get variations that are plus 12, plus 5, plus 2, plus 4. That's not scientific. If you find a cure for polio, there's not 7 different cures. If you find a cure for tuberculosis, there's not 7 different cures. That's it. There's one formula. It's one formula. That's it. That's it. You might have variations, kind of like Viagra. You might have variations. But ultimately, they all have the common underlying medicine in every single one of them that gets your prick hard. There is no variation. There isn't like, oh, it's apple crisp. No. It's one formula. So, scientific polls that Anderson Cooper likes to go, it's not scientific. Not when you have a discrepancy of plus 12, plus 5, plus 2, plus 4. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. No different when they do the polls and go, how do you think Obama's doing as a president? Oh, 58%. I love him. He's 58. How do you think the president's doing as it pertains to ISIS? Oh, horrible. How do you think he's doing with the economy? Oh, horrible. How do you think? The guy gets a failing grade on all of these issues. Failing grade. But in the overall general question of the approval rating, oh, he's through the roof. It's just insane. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And any of the stuff that's been coming out, that was happening when a presidential campaign wasn't going on, or I should say Donald Trump, or a Republican for that matter, would be the death nail. That's why I said last week, let's just say, for the sake of argument, Hillary wins. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, Hillary wins. What the hell kind of presidency do you think this is going to be? Because all of this stuff that's coming out that the media is ignoring, they're not going to be able to ignore anymore. They're not going to be able to ignore it. They're not going to be able to ignore any of this stuff. What the hell do you think is going to happen? When you're seeing reports of Terry McAuliffe and donating to FBI wife campaigns, what do you think, this is all going to end? If Hillary wins in 2 weeks, just if worst case scenario, she wins, what do you think, that's it? It's just smooth sailing? This presidency is, you know, when you hear liberals go, Trump's going to get impeached, it'll be over. Listen, if you think Trump is going to get impeached, what the hell do you think is going to happen to Hillary Clinton? What do you think is going to happen to Hillary Clinton? And imagine everything that she's either said or done that is opposite as far as the emails, the public persona, the private persona, all of that stuff. It's all going to be held. It's going to be just like this. They hold it. They go, okay. They look. Check mark. Check. You know, when you hear liberals, when you hear the liberals sit there and go, it's the Russians. The Russians are working because they want Donald Trump. Listen, the liberals, they should be, if it's the Russians, and remember, who says it's the Russians? The Obama administration? Seriously, really? Do we believe anything Obama says? Seriously, do you believe anything Obama says? We got a report today that says the premiums on all of our insurance is going up 20% next year. I mean, everything that everyone on the right said about Obamacare is happening. Remember, everybody mocked Sarah Palin like she was the biggest dope in the world. Big, stupid Sarah Palin. Yeah, I get it. There's some things that she said and done that are kind of dopey, but everything she said about Obamacare wasn't. Big dopey Sarah Palin was pretty right on as it pertains to Obamacare. Pretty right on, man. So we believe Obama when he goes, it's the Russians. It's the Russians. Okay. Okay. Well, those same Russians that are doing all of this to rig the election for Donald Trump, those same Russians rigged the primary so Hillary Clinton could win. All the liberals that love Hillary Clinton should be performing Lewinsky's on the Russians. If it was the Russians, they should be performing Lewinsky's. And not the Lewinsky's where they get on the dress. I'm talking about down the hatch Lewinsky's. Because if any of this stuff came out during the primary, Bernie would have won. Rigged the super delegates and all, Bernie would have won. If this Podesta WikiLeaks email hack dropped during the Bernie Sanders primary, he would have won. He would 100% won. Every day, Hillary would have had to have answered every single one of these emails. The Bernie Sanders campaign would have been hammering her. They would have been hammering her on these emails. So the very system that the Hillary supporters are saying is rigged by the Russians so Trump wins should be giving them Lewinsky's, because they rigged the system so that Hillary would beat Bernie. So this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. It really is. It's just the beginning. And I get it. Liberals don't care. The media doesn't care. If Hillary wins, she's in. She's in. It don't matter. But guess what? You have to govern. You have to lead a legit divided country. We talked about this before. There's aspects of what Republicans did as far as Mitch McConnell talking about Obama and it being the sole purpose of Republicans to make him a one-term president. And because McConnell and some other Republicans echoed what McConnell said, the media was able to play with that and paint Obama as this victim, paint him as this victim president. I mean, that's how we are in society now. Everybody's a victim. But they are able to do that. So we got a lot of the policies and a lot of the things as far as executive action. Because Republicans were opposing it. Not because it was good policy or bad policy, but they were opposing it just because it was Obama, because he was black. But you see, if Hillary wins, if she wins, Republicans are going to have no problem with saying our number one job is to make her a one-term president. Our number one job is to get her impeached. And they'll be able to bring out footage after footage dating back to the primaries where Hillary said, hey, Republicans are my enemies. People that vote for Donald Trump are deplorable. Hillary has already set the stage for millions and millions and millions and millions of people to say, that's not my president. She doesn't respect us, and I'm not going to respect her. It opens the door 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Who knows how many congressmen, how many senators, to say you're a liar. Remember what they did to Obama? Remember Walsh? You lie! Which turns out, he was right. Here we are with Obamacare. You're not allowed to keep your own insurance. Premiums are through the roof. Everything Obama said about it was a lie. That congressman was right. Obama is a liar. Granted, happening where it happened and so forth and so on was unprecedented. And yeah, it wasn't exactly in keeping with our traditions. But hey, when somebody, even the president, does something drastic, don't be surprised if it's met with somebody or something that's drastic. What Obama did with Obamacare was drastic. It's affected millions and millions and millions of people. So in turn, he got called out to State of the Union. But imagine, this is stuff that Hillary's going to be dealing with if she wins. She's going to be dealing with this month after month after month after month. It's just going to be insane. So, as far as these polls, I said it 3 months ago, I said it 5 months ago, I said it during the Republican primaries, when all of a sudden, you know, NBC would pop up with a poll that has Ted Cruz beating Trump, and I'd say, oh, get out of here. Or some poll with some newspaper having Jeb Bush leading. Hey, get out. He's not leading. Get out of here. Stop. Remember, if you tamp down people's enthusiasm, they're not going to get out and vote. So if 2 weeks from the election, you tell Trump supporters your candidate's down by 12, it's over, it's done, put a fork in it, then you're going to get people that give up. You're going to get people that say, what's the point? You're going to get people that get their information from CNN or CBS or ABC. To say, what does it matter if I go out and vote for Trump? It's over. He has no shot. The channel that I get my news from is saying he's got no shot. The newspaper that I get my news from says he has no shot. If they're all saying he has no shot, then he must not have a shot. And what if you're one of those people that listen to Glenn Beck? He says he's got no shot. Or if you listen to Ben Shapiro, he has no shot. If you listen to Hugh Hewitt, he has no shot. These are all never Trumpers. So what happens? That person stays home. That person doesn't donate any money. And that's why these polls are fugazi. That's why these polls are fugazi. Don't believe these polls. Is Trump up? No. Is he down by a point or two? Yeah. Maybe even tied. But he's not down by 12. He's not down by 9, and he's not down by 5. So don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. I'm telling you, don't get discouraged. It is a lot closer than the media wants you to believe. It's a lot closer than the never Trumpers want you to believe. It's a lot closer than the Democrats want you to believe. It's a lot closer than the internet wants you. It's a lot closer than any of them want you to believe. Because, see, you got to remember something. The never Trumpers, in their mind, here's what they're, listen to me. Here's what the Hugh Hewitts, here's what the Ben Shapiros, here's what the SC Cups, here's what the Rick Wilsons, here's what the Eric Ericksons, here's what these people have got cooking in their brains. Here's what they got cooking in their brains, okay? They helped defeat Trump. They know all this stuff with Hillary. All these scandals are going to keep coming because that's the Clinton MO. They're like that person that we all know that gets involved with stuff. And you'll say, what are you going to do about it? What if this person finds out? Or, you know, what if that happens? And they go, just deal with it when it happens. And you're like, what does that mean? Well, we just plow through. That's the Clintons. They're that friend that you have. They're that friend. So the Never Trumpers, the Ericksons, that crew, in their mind, they're going to do whatever they could do to help defeat Trump. Because you got to remember, already the Never Trumpers are trying to smooth everything over with the Never Hillaries. Because remember, the Never Trumpers are going to need the Trump supporters, if they ever want to take back the White House. So already they're trying to smooth everything over with the never Trump supporters. Well, you guys, you know, he's such a flawed candidate. It's not us that is costing him the election. It's him. You all need to look at your own candidate. You got to look at your own candidate that wouldn't even do Oppo research. He wouldn't even. So they're already trying to lay that groundwork because they know they need the Trump supporters if they ever want to get back the White House. And that's what is in their brain. Their concept is the Hillary stuff is not going to stop. All this information that keeps coming out about Hillary is not going to stop. And once the election's over, if she wins, and she gets sworn in, the media will have to cover some of this stuff. They'll have to. They'll have no Trump distractions. They'll have no porn stars who get gangbanged and then offered money to have sex controversies. They won't have any of that stuff. So Anderson Cooper or Don Lemon or Hack Tapper will have 2 hours a day to fill. And as story after story after story come through, they can only pretend they don't exist for so long. So the Eric Erickson's believe that she'll either get impeached or there will be so many scandals, so much bad juju. Because remember, if she wins, she's going to be going into the White House with a, 60 or 70% disapproval rating? I mean, listen, more than half the country will despise her. More than half the country will despise her. Even the people that voted for her, who say, because remember, Democrats are far better as far as loyalty than Republicans. Democrats are far better than supporting people that they despise, but they support them because they're Democrats. Republicans don't do that. And it's not because Republicans are more principled. It's because there's a good portion of Republicans that are little scumbags. They're jealous little scumbags. And if they don't get their own way, they're crybaby scumbags. That's why. It has nothing to do with them having principles. They're crybaby scumbags. That's why. Because it's real simple. Listen, it's real simple. It's real simple to be this principled conservative. And when a Hack Tapper or Wolf Blitzer play the whole, I'm going to corner them now with, you support Donald Trump, you support the things that he says about women, it's easy for these principled conservatives to say, Wolf, here's the thing. Do I disagree with Donald Trump on this issue? Yep. Do I disagree with Donald Trump on that issue? Yep. Do I disagree with Donald Trump how he's talked about this segment of people? Yep. Do I disagree with Donald Trump about the things that he said on that Billy Bush tape? 100% yup. But, Wolf, all of those things added up still don't equal the damage that Hillary Clinton can do to this country. So, yes, I disagree with Donald Trump on a lot of these issues. And I think some of the things that he said are horrible. But I would rather take that than Hillary Clinton any day. Thank you and good night or good whatever. But they don't. And that's all they'd have to say. And that would shut down Wolf Blitz. That would shut down all of them. And no one could then write a story about John McCain or any of these other a-holes and go, oh, so by them supporting Donald Trump, they support XYZ. They wouldn't be able to do that. They wouldn't be able to do that because they would have already said, I don't support XYZ with what Donald Trump said, but I would rather have all of those flaws than Hillary Clinton because she's horrible, she's corrupt. The thing she represents is hard, and that's it. And they don't. Because they're selfish, little, crybaby bitches. So Erickson and the rest actually think that because Hillary Clinton is so despised, because she is so hated, and because all of these scandals will not end, that come 4 years from now, they could put a Mike Pence or a Marco Rubio or whoever. And it will be a cakewalk for them to reclaim the White House. And that's what they have cooking in their brains. And if Donald Trump is the president, then that throws their scenarios right in the trash. And they can't have that. So should Hillary Clinton win, you're going to see a presidency that is going to be a disaster. A disaster of epic proportions. Epic proportions. So don't believe the polls. Get out and vote. Get out there and vote. Because it really is that simple. It's either Trump or Hillary. It's that simple. You don't have to agree with everything that Donald Trump says. You don't have to agree with everything Donald Trump does. But the question should be, who would you rather have, warts and all, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? Warts and all. And look at it this way. If there's 10 things that you want, there's 10 things that you want. Hillary's got 10 things. Donald Trump has got 10 things. Those 10 things are something you want. You want those 10 things. Who do you think is going to give you something out of those 10 things? Who's going to give you at least one? I guarantee you, out of the 10, you're going to at least get one from Donald Trump. One. Hillary, you're getting nothing. Do you understand me? You're getting nothing. Nothing. You're getting absolutely nothing. End of story. End of story. And don't play the Never Trump game and go, well, I'll deal with her for 4 years and I know I'll get my thing. Don't play that game because you need the people like me. You need the Trump people in order to get your thing in 4 years. If you believe in the Eric Erickson, Ben Shapiro path. / Glenn Beck. Remember that. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Listen to me, you guys. We're out of here. It's 9:20. We're out. You guys have been great. Don't forget, listen to the show on Spreaker. Listen to the show on Blog Talk. Listen to the show on iTunes. Listen to the show on iHeartRadio. If you got a car, like a nice car, well, you don't even have to have a nice car. Well, you can't have a jalopy. Okay, you can't have a bad hombre car. You got to have a car that has a nice digital dashboard thingamajig. You put on iHeartRadio, you dial us up, you listen to the show. End of story. That's a mic drop. Okay? It's the Rob Zicari Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You've been the best. You've been the greatest. That's all I could say. You've been the greatest. And we'll see you then. All right, goodbye.